Okay. If somebody went down for the third time, you'd say he got?
He drowned it.
Okay. And what does a baby do before it can walk?
Crawled.
And you might say he went up to the tree and
pulled himself up.
Or
climbed up.
Okay. And she walked over to the altar and she
knelt.
And talking about something you saw in your sleep, you say, this is what I
dreamt.
All right, and I
dreamed.
Which would you use, either one?
I dreamed last night. I used the past, I dreamt.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I was dreaming so-and-so, and then all of a sudden I
woke up.
Mm-hmm. And
you ever dream you was falling? Did you ever hit the ground? You wake up?
Yeah, right. I used to dream I was falling a lot, but I haven't dreamed that in a long time. If you do that on the floor, you say you do what?
Really, the right thing. Name for that is stamp,
mm-hmm.
but we call it stomp.
Okay, and
I learned that the other day.
You just recently?
I was telling you about a while ago. You know about something about I wrote it in an article.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I've got that in there.
Okay, and if you're playing hide and seek, what do you call a tree you might run to?
Home
to be
base.
Okay, and if you're let's meet in town. If I get there first, I will
be in a certain place.
And I'll wait
on you till you come. If don't, you wait on me.
Mm-hmm. And if you can see, if somebody can see the point of a joke, he's got a good sense of
Humor.
Okay. And if you had
Christ was full of humor, I'll tell you why. He made the monkey, made the parrot, and some of us.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Would have to have a good sense of humor then. I agree with you. If you had left your pen lying around and you came back and it was gone, you might ask who?
Who got my pen?
What's another way of saying that?
Who snitched my pen or
okay.
Who hooked my pen?
Okay. You say, I wrote him a letter and I expect to get an
answer or get a return from it or hear it.
No, I put the letter in the envelope, then I took my pen and I
addressed it.
Mm-hmm. And on the back, I put my return.
And put my return and sealed it.
My return what?
My address.
Okay. And if a little boy learned something new like how to whistle, and you wanted to know where he learned it, you might ask him who?
Who taught him.
Mm-hmm. What would a child call another child who tells on him?
The one he got told on called him a liar.
Well, what would he, the one who, what would he say to that child? You're a what?
Wait a minute now. Tattletale.
All right. And things that your child plays with, just a general
bunch
name?
Of toys.
Did you ever hear play pretties?
Play pretties and play things. I've got a box of, so much hold of a half a bushel or more. Baby toys in my study, and I go get that box out from some of them, come pour them out in the middle of the floor, man, and you can't walk in there until you hit them up.
I bet they have a big time, though. And then, let's see. If he did that to her with a knife, you'd say he
stabbed her.
Okay, and if there's a funny picture on the blackboard, the teacher might ask who?
Who done that?
Or
did they say Irv Hilton?
You drew funny pictures?
Yeah, cartoon. I used to entertain some at school, go down and let people go up to the blackboard and make a few cross marks,
mm-hmm.
then make a picture out of it.
Mm-hmm.
That's easy done. You got imagination.
If you really have to have talent to be able to do a thing like that then. All right, if you're going to lift something heavy, you might use pulley blocks and a tackle to
block and tackle.
To do what to?
To raise it up to where you want it.
And how about a word beginning with an H? To hoy?
Hoist it.
All right.
I started to say haul.
Okay, we have just a few more things now. This shouldn't take much over 5 minutes or so.